This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. And I wanted to point out before we went any further that the music that I'm playing in the background, this music is called The Anointing. It's great music. And it fits so perfectly with God's Word. We come to part 10 of Drawing Close to God. And I'm going to bring you a word today from James, the 4th chapter and verse 8. James, of course, the brother of Jesus, wrote this book, this awesome book, full of advice. And he says this. In the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, he says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. He goes on to say this, let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Amazing advice. And on the face of it, you think, why would James say, let there be tears for what you've done, let there be sorrow and deep grief? Why would he say that? Because you see, when you sin, whenever it is you sin, and you say, Father, forgive me for what I've done, and then you move on, and there's no grief, and there's no sorrow. When what James is saying is, how can you be humble? How can your heart be humbled if you just say sorry and that's it, and then you do it again? You see, when you come into deep repentance, beloved, when you have been convicted by Almighty God and you come before him in deep repentance and you are humbly sorry, I would say there would be tears. There would be no joy. There would be sadness. And as James says, gloom. Because that shows a repentant heart. And by bringing those tears, by seeing that sadness, seeing that gloom, if you will, then what's happening is there is a humbling of the heart. And as there is a humbling of the heart, you know this, eventually the Lord will lift you up in honor. Why do you know this eventually? Because that's what Scripture says. James says, come close to God, and he will come close to you. When I was at church on Sunday evening, I preached a word from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 1 through 4, and it was so beautiful, I felt. And I know the congregation felt it too. And I know that I know that I know that God's presence was there. And right after that service had ended, this woman called Lenny came to me. And she brought me a very powerful prophetic word. And listening to that prophetic word, tears sprung to my eyes. I was so humbled by that word, I cannot begin to tell you. I was so humbled. And the reason that humbling happened is because I thought to myself, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of this. And there was the humbling. And I know that I know that in that prophetic word, that was God's plan. That was His blueprint for my life, to humble me even more. Sometimes I don't feel very humble. And it's at those times when I don't feel that I am humble that I feel that I am not close to God. And I know that before I can get really close to God, my heart has to be humbled. There can be no arrogance. There can be no anger. There just needs to be a humbling of heart. And when you're in deep worship, that often happens. You know, as we worshiped, the worship was great on Sunday morning. I'm not saying it's not. The worship on Sunday morning was spectacular. But on Sunday morning, it was different to the worship on Sunday evening. There was a worship band at Redemption Church, and it was the first time they had ever played together. Oh, and beloved, the worship was amazing. It was heart-stoppingly anointed, amazing worship. And you could sense by this worship, as you looked around, you would have seen people in the auditorium, people in the gathering, being drawn closer and closer and closer to God, entering into the very throne room of grace. Because the worship was so heartfelt. And that is what true worship does. You don't have to have a massive worship band. You don't have to be in a massive church to be able to sense the anointing of Almighty God. Now, there is great anointing in some of those wonderful bands. Great anointing. But there's great anointing as well in the humility of a band, where the band are just playing together and their whole object isn't just to get the notes right, but their whole object is to lead us into the very throne room of grace. And that is what happens with true worship. And I was so grateful to be there, to witness their birth. Oh, and I tell you, as soon as I possibly can, I want to get some of their worship and I want to play it here on Worship Radio 247, because it's remarkable. Beloved, we need to draw close to God, especially when we're in the very heart of this intense worship that we get sometimes, most of the time, here on Worship Radio 247. And that is why we created this radio station, for that purpose, to draw you into the very presence of Almighty God. This isn't about man. This isn't about glorification of whoever is here. This is not about our glorification. This is not about trying to do something so that we are well known. This is about glorifying Almighty God, and that is why He always gets the glory. More of God, Lord God, and less of me. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that as I continue, I would disappear into nothingness so that all that is left is You. All that is left is who You are. All that is there is glory being handed to You. Because You are amazing. Sometimes we pray and we pray and we pray for circumstances in our lives, for things that are causing us pain in our lives. And we think when it goes the wrong way that God hasn't heard our prayer. But that's not right. You see, as we draw close to God, and as we humble our hearts, then His word comes through loud and clear. For consider it pure joy, James says, when you are going through trials. Consider it pure joy. When you're going through this heartache, this pain, consider it pure joy. And Paul says in his book to the Roman church, and the 8th chapter, for all things work for the good. All things, not just some things, all things, say all. All things work for the good of those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's an and there. And are called for His purpose. That is so true. And we know that all things work together. We know that all things can only ever work together. That can only happen as we draw close to God. That can only happen as we humble our hearts before Him. I read out an email from Salem in Nigeria, who wants to draw close to God. He wants more and more because he feels he's backsliding. Well, that will happen if you humble yourself before Him now and say, I repent of my sin and I humble myself now. In actual fact, that's what we're all going to do right now. I want you to repeat these words after me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I turn away from the sin in my life. And I humble myself before You now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I give You the glory. And I give You the honor. And I give You the praise that is due Your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you've said that prayer with me, I would love to hear from you so that we, myself and the team, Mags and the team, we can pray for you. The address is studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say these words: I have been humbled. That's all you got to say. I have been humbled. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.